This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Announced on Instagram just moments ago in what is likely to become the most liked post on Instagram ever. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. Only 13 minutes ago, already 1.4 million likes on Instagram. The ring is pretty big. I don't know if you want to see.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
Take a look, man. Look at that rock. I mean, that's like I think he like mined that himself.
Well, it was going to have to be.
Right.
Biggest rock in Missouri.
You know, I remember people thought this was at the beginning, they thought it was a publicity stunt. They thought, oh, you know.
I was maybe, one of them.
And maybe at the beginning it was that. Maybe at the beginning that was really, not, I don't know if it was like just that, but like it was good for Taylor, it was good for Travis, it was good for everybody, it was good for business.
What we said.
And obviously it's turned into something much bigger than that.
So much chemistry between these two.
And, you know, a lot of people had Travis Kelce. You know, I don't know if they had him marrying Taylor Swift. But here we go. It's happening.
She's changed him, too. His whole appearance has changed. And let's be real,
that's
too.
Right. That's right.
She got him to tap back in, didn't she?
She did. It's the conversation nobody wants to have. But, you know, he definitely, it's less about, you know, the stanky leg now, isn't it? It's more about the, you know, cha-cha slide or the electric slide, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever the kids are doing these days in suburbs.
I see you. Sound a little bit more like his brother again.
That's right. He was dating, you know, he mostly dated sisters, right? And then
he changed his dialect back.
I thought this, I really thought you would be a little bit more inspired
I'm happy for
by this.
Them.
I mean, this
is
a love
story.
My
role here
persevere.
Is not to say you know,
say
this
how
is
happy
the greatest thing on earth. That's your role to
will
say
you like the
how
picture
big
on
this
Instagram?
Will. No.
You will not like
no,
it?
No, this doesn't, you know, I'm more curious about Tatum. And the
Tatum?
Yeah, hadn't he found a new thing?
Oh, Channing Tatum?
No, Jason. Oh. If he's found his new celebrity love, isn't he with the singer? You got him,
Kalani. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know if it's Kalani. No. I think it's the one from England or whatever. Can't think of her name.
Jason Tatum is what you're bringing to the table right now on the day of the engagement.
Just
of Travis this, Kelce and Taylor
the
Swift.
The celebrity pairings that mean more to me. That's going to be up there above this one.
Jason Tatum and a singer to be named later, bro.
Said he didn't even mean to fall in love with her.
Travis?
Maybe it was fake AI that I saw, a fake relationship.
Yeah, you got to be careful out there, man. You getting out here.
LMA.
Oh, LMA guy. Yeah, she's
now, is
a
it a rumor?
C-list.
Is it real? Is it old?
Confirmed by Schefter.
Not the Jason Tatum. He's talking about Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Let me get off the minor news of Tatum.
Right.
Again, it may be old.
Because, look, you see where... You
I'm know. Seeing this LMA stuff, though. I'm not lying about him, maybe. Yeah,
no, I know, but
one
that's
time
a... But, I mean, you
those
can't...
Those are relationships
LMA and about. Taylor Swift, I mean, that's not even the same galaxy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like... LMA is like at Minglewood.
Oh, we're seeing more of these, I think. More pairings with athletes and...
Yeah.
In this case. Because we saw Stephon Diggs with Cardi B for a while.
Didn't really work out, though.
Well, he was on that pink.
Yeah, that Tussie. I mean, that was never, that was all about fun. You could tell.
They were trying to make headlines.
Yeah, and they did. And he still hasn't practiced.
There's more, yeah.
No, I think so.
These celebrity couples.
So now the speculation is, will she perform at the halftime show? You know, she's engaged. She's on top of the NFL world now. Will she perform in San Fran at the halftime show?
You know what was ridiculous? We were playing in KC this weekend. They have a doppelganger. They have a Taylor Swift lookalike up there. Go look. That's how weird this has become. And she was sitting up high. Folks, some of the analysts in the broadcast were thinking it was Taylor Swift. That's how crazy this thing's become. Right there in KC. Mm-hmm. Somebody looks just like her. Like her doppelganger. Again, a side note to a story I care less about than the world does.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm going to bring to the table on this.
Well, you know, obviously you did not.
Holy matrimony.
I mean, you know, Jeff.
Congrats.
Jeff brought on Lexi, who is a Swiftie, to break down the New Heights episode. Do I need to tell the Swifties that we're not doing the interview here on the show to break this all down?
Again, we discussed because I didn't realize how big a news. I'm not dismissive of this. We discussed when she dropped the album on the thing, you know, the 12 or whatever it
is. Yeah. She did the, you know, she did you watch that New Heights show? You didn't watch it with her you didn't watch it, man. 20 million people watched it.
You don't know me as well as I thought.
I thought you might have, like, tuned in for a little bit. I tuned in for a little bit. I watched it. I got the gist. It was very sweet, I thought, you know?
Bro, I like his brother better.
His brother's on it. His brother.
And he's exploding. And they said he's the talented one.
Yeah.
In terms of out of football.
Right.
There's real talent. Movies, everything. He's got a chance. They're putting Kelsey in it because of the Swift pop and everything else, and people love the, isn't he in the new, what's the new Adam Sandler they put? But it's his brother, Jason, who for a long time has gotten less of the shine that is the more talented of the two.
Right.
Like, it's questionable, whether it's being funny. We had that one overreaction to a kid where was he, college? It was at a college game last year where he had that one bad run-in with the kid. Man, other than that, he's been fantastic post-football career. Like, the sky's the limit for that dude.
Absolutely
Real
right.
Real talk.
Yeah.
I'm a Jason Kelsey fan.
Well, on that show, you know, Jason Kelsey and Taylor Swift are talking about Travis. And, you know, I don't remember exactly how she put it, but she put it in such a way that, like, you know, it was very, you could just tell that Jason was very happy that someone had finally seen his brother for who he was and recognized that, like, hey, this is what he brings. You know, he's not just a football player.
I bring more to the table than just his celebrity status, basically just saying that the other women were using him.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Taylor doesn't need to.
Oh, she called him an exclamation point. That's what she called him. She said he's an exclamation point. Every room he walks into, he's an exclamation point. It was actually a very sweet way to hear somebody be described, you know? I hope that, you know, if me and my wife ever did a podcast, I hope she would describe me in some way like that. But I don't think she would. I think she would describe me as a question mark, most likely. How would your wife describe you on a podcast?
You know, it's hard to say. Day to day, basically. Sometimes a fusser, sometimes, you know, a quiet and humble leader of household.
Humble leader of household. Mm-hmm. That's quite the. That
depends on sort of what kind of mood. But yeah, it's day to day.
But it could be fusser though.
Yeah.
Which
I'm doing a lot of fussing.
I think that'd be bad for your brand if that's the day you catch her on. You want to be the humble leader of household day.
Because if you've been fussing, everybody's going to hear about it.
So is this going to be like a Netflix documentary? You think? Like, is it going to be like a whole?
This will be bigger. I remember there was a televised Kim Kardashian wedding. I can't remember if it was the basketball player or I don't think it was the Kanye wedding. Before that there were numbered folks watched.
Right.
This will exponentially dwarf any anything we've seen before.
Right.
They will have to stream it live because the world will, not just America, the world will want to see it. Nothing like this has ever happened.
Yeah, no.
Is that suitable enough? Do you think I hit it?
I think you hit it.
Have the pulse. I don't care.
Look, this is going to be
necessarily as much as you do about this. When I say you, I'm saying the world
about this
story.
No, I
understand it's.
Well, first of all,
acknowledge
like,
it's
respectfully.
Power.
I mean, you're a late 40s, you know, man. Like, I mean, you know,
late 40s man. I'm sure there's plenty of them that are interested in this.
I don't.
There's
know.
Other
That's not
other
the
things.
Yeah. The demo is more like, you know, the early to mid 30s woman.
Okay.
You know, I'm only bringing it up because my house is a Taylor Swift household, right? Like, my Sam Riley, like, that's all we do, right? It's Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift.
Would it, them eclipsing Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Mm-hmm. That's already happened. It's already happened. Because Jay-Z ain't holding up his end of the bargain, bro.
Damn it.
Her
by herself. Because is not holding a candle to Jay-Z. You understand? Of that is just the power of Taylor. I'm willing to accept it, but only if you accept it on that those are factual terms. That's all. Because Travis don't hold a candle to what Jay-Z's built.
Well, people don't like Jay-Z, though. Man. People don't like him. People think he's like a shyster, you know?
Well, he sold out. We said that when it happened with the NFL.
Yeah.
Sold out cap.
Well, I mean, listen.
But we're past that now. Look at the shows he's given us. I mean, look at the Kendrick. We've moved on.
Yeah.
I mean, we've moved on.
It was
if
one
that's
the,
what you're talking about, they've hold against him back in the
day.
Yeah,
I mean, I love the Kendrick show. I don't know how popular it was with.
He's had tons. What are you talking about, dude? Things up for like awards.
Kendrick's?
Yeah, and look,
it was
a
great show.
You came in here the next day talking about it and not even the game. Just the power
the
of that alone.
Ugly. Yeah.
The power of that alone. Jason, what do you think about the halftime show? It's the first thing you said.
That's what I was interested in. You know,
I think
a different plane.
They created headlines.
So, okay.
We're not looking for acceptance. You were looking to be talked about, and that's what
they
were.
Well, that's true. I mean, as opposed to the, what were we getting? Jimmy Jameson, rest in peace, man, before that. What were we get? Coldplay? Yikes. That was pretty brutal. We had a bad run there for a minute.
Yeah, we've had a couple of good ones here.
Katy Perry.
I don't think it's a couple, because wasn't Rihanna good?
I don't really remember.
Was she part of him? I think she might have. Was one before. I think Dre and them were before that.
Dre, Eminem.
It runs together from it, but I know it's in there.
LA.
That one we liked. Yep.
Remember the
Katy
Perry.
So it's been better since Jay-Z took it over.
With the
it
Sharks.
Sold out.
I think that was the last one. We're like, all right, we're not doing the Sharks anymore. But I think, I don't know. Now the speculation is going to be, is Taylor Swift going to be the halftime performer? Does this add to it?
Yeah, I mean, what if you don't get this done, you're not capitalizing if you're the NFL on this. Mm. I mean, this is that's the thing, and she's been sort of acquiescing to this merger of the two. She's
she's doing media now with Travis, so that's more than she's ever done.
And so the NFL is going to want a chance to capitalize on this in its way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if you want to listen to their love song on the way out of here. Just celebrate the occasion. So High School is the one that's dedicated to Travis Kelce. You know how to ball. I know Aristotle. It's just kind of that's the dichotomy of the relationship. You know how to ball. I know Aristotle. It's actually a great song.
Why don't you tell us if this one's going to last forever?
I mean, look, Randolph Childress didn't think they would ever get married. You weren't alone. All right. I remember there's a clip of Randolph Childress out there. Who said that, hell no. I asked him on After Dark. I said, Randolph, are Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift going to get married? He said, hell no. He was wrong.
Good for love. Love wins.
Love wins. It typically does. And it seems real. It seems real. So Travis is the big winner, right? Are they going to sign a prenup?
Yes.
All right.
She ain't letting him get close to that the core money.
No, she's blinded. She's blinded.
Now that she has all of her music and everything else, this woman's on a whole nother level of wealth.
So a prenup is basically anything that I got before you is mine.
There'll be terms, yeah, and I'm sure it's going to start right there.
Whereas if you don't sign the prenup, I would then become entitled to anything and everything that you've ever had, 50% of it.
Well, I think it's what you all have earned together since starting at the
got you. But most people, most average
the union.
People, most average people, when they get married, they amass those things together, right? They don't typically come into it with a ton.
Mm-hmm.
But a prenup would basically.
So you have these two established celebrities,
right?
This is different.
A prenup would basically, like,
she'd be foolish.
You'd go through and say, "Hey, you don't get this, that, and the other."
Mm-hmm. As far as I know, yeah. I've never been able to look seriously at one.
Have you thought about it?
Thought about it.
What you trying to hide, man?
Bro, come on.
Trying to protect?
A preps writer thinking about a damn prenup.
That polo jacket.
What the hell that going to get you?
That polo jacket.
Nowhere, just a crazy look. That's all. It don't get you. But if you are Taylor Swift here, you cannot let the Kelces touch the core money.
If you're Tatum, you can't let the great Ella May touch it.
Well, again, if there's a baby involved, there's going to be some money.
That's true.
It's wild.
Lifetime.
Some of these prenups are crazy. Like, was it the Tyreek Hill one was the one that's emerged recently?
Did they have a prenup?
I don't remember.
I saw that today.
No, they're in litigation. So in the middle of litigation, the attorneys were fighting about this. The judge has ruled that even in the midst of this, there's like $500,000 up front,
yep,
monthly support, covering legal fees, and keeping up your standard of life.
Yep.
For Keita Vaquero,
yeah,
who is with Tyreek Hill.
So I don't know that they had a prenup, right? And I think that's why they're...
Oh, yeah, they didn't have one,
right,
which led to the couple's marriage, right, collapsing.
Right.
A postnuptial agreement was discussed but never finalized, leaving an income or assets earned during the marriage under Florida law. She can get into that.
Ooh.
I think that I'm reading it. Michael Strahan once, back in 14... He and Nicole Murphy, former wife of Eddie Murphy, they called off after like dating for years.
They couldn't make it happen.
Because of the negotiations over the prenup, they could not get it done, and they decided to break it off.
Yeah, I think you have to have one when you got that kind of wealth.
When you got that kind of dough, you're bringing to the table.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of dough, but if you're these dudes, you do.
And then it just continues to baffle me the way Eddie lives. But that's a whole nother
story. Oh, Eddie Murphy?
A whole nother day.
Is that right? He getting after it?
I'm just saying, no. The kids and the number of, you know, the moms and this, you know, the...
Oh, yeah.
And how they're all kind of one big family.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, he's still... So they get money. It's wild. He's supporting them all, it seems. But he is the king. He's able to,
right,
do that.
Right.
But it's how they all get along is what's, or at least seemingly, is what's amazing to me.
Right.
Money helps, probably. I know people say that it doesn't help. It does.
Oh, look, here's the good news. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift can keep their finances separate.
They're going to be all right.
All right. I mean, that's just the key. To me, that's the key. Now, I know a lot of people will disagree with that.
But, I mean, if he's going to the bank account and he sees his 30,
mm-hmm,
and then, you know, he's not on the joint account.
Right.
In her bank account.
Yeah.
It's billions.
Billions.
So you're always going to come up. I'm just saying, you're going to try to call the shots in the home.
I don't think he gets.
You're going to try to lead household, be head of household.
I don't think he gets to be the humble leader of the household.
When she's got that much in the bank, there's going to be somebody.
She wears the pants,
there's going to be some butting of heads.
Saw this with Giannotto.
That's what I'm saying. This is a challenge.
That's right.
Can be a challenge for a man. You know, especially, and more power to the woman. And this is happening more and more in America. It probably doesn't happen enough.
Right.
But how can he take it? See what I'm getting? Can he take the heat? Because the final call, let me tell you that, before she heads off to Brazil, it's going to be made by Taylor.
Yeah, I will say, though.
She's slamming the door.
You don't even understand how much I would love it if my wife.
You just
tomorrow,
be the house husband and do what she says. And
if my wife came to me tomorrow and said, I make more than you, this is amazing. This is the best day of my life.
I'd love Taylor's money. I would hate being married to her. She seems annoying as hell.
I disagree. I think we just tapped in with Brad.
I just tapped into something.
And she can run over him like she's run over John Mayer and all these cats. Mark my words, folks, it won't last.
I don't know. It's lasted much
longer. Sounds like me.
Yeah, I mean,
when this started,
you guys just keep doubting. I've
seen the movie, bro.
Learn from my mistake,
Taylor Swift. Well, I will say, I mean, 50% of marriage is doing in divorce, so it's
a likelihood here.
It's not a likelihood, but it is a coin flip.
It might be 51 nowadays.
We might have gone over 50.
I think we eclipsed.
But I have nothing but good thoughts about Taylor Swift. I think she's an amazing woman. She's very generous. She's
charitable. You make
it clear
every time you talk about her.
Oh, she's a fantastic person. I don't know if it would be for me.
That's your prerogative, right? And you're a married man. You need to stop thinking like that.
You don't
hear me and Jason over here talking about.
I know.
I think he is fantasizing.
I may have to have a moment.
Come on, bro.
You've been fantasizing about LMA for the last 30 minutes.
I just want Jay to find love. That's all.
I mean,
the former war eagle to finally find love. He wasn't expecting it to hit him over the head.
War eagle.
Ella was just she was just being Ella.
Yeah.
I think I've fallen in love with the story.
What about Iman Shumpert? You want him to find love?
I don't think. Yeah. Well, he lost it.
He had his chance.
Exactly. And she is, you know, her career is just taking off.
Yeah, it has. It has.
She's Diana.
Like an actress, singer, you know.
Model.
Model for sure. But again, to be clear, on this side of the table.
They are way down, though. They even where they were. And
they might as
again,
well be the damn. When,
with his career pretty much done, she didn't need him anymore. To be honest with you, she was calling the shots.
That's right. Which, again,
Tiana Taylor, for those.
I have no problem with that. you know, if you're not bringing as much to the table as me, you know, you're not going to call the shots.
But no, I'm not saying I got a problem.
I got you some input.
It's a dynamic to the relationship that some.
I mean, I you know, again,
it's
going to
be a challenge.
What works for us? Separate accounts, separate finances. You know, I mean, it's just like, you know, and I think for Travis, like, if they need some work done around the house, she probably will not have to take out a HELOC. You know what I'm saying? She'll probably be able to pay cash for that thing, whatever it is. You know, I'm taking out a HELOC. I'm going to use that 5.99% promo interest rate from Leaders Credit Union.
Get with Leaders.
I'm going to take advantage of it. But you think Taylor Swift's got to do that? Nah, man, she ain't got to do it. She'll just pay cash, crypto, whatever, however the big wigs are doing it.
Good luck keeping her happy, Travis.
You going to listen to that song?
Heard that.
Look, she has all the money in the world. She's already happy, man. How can you be any happier than you are?
Yeah, we don't see the full movie, bro.
She was doting. And we don't. But she was doting on that episode of you know, more so than I would have, because they've been together for like, what, 2 years now?
Feels that long.
Yeah.
This is going to be one where she's going to want to know where he is at all times as well.
Bro.
Facts.
I'm just talking about some of the challenges here.
He's going home.
After they jump the broom. Yeah.
If you blow up with Taylor Swift, you are an idiot.
You ready to check in?
I'm checking
six
in.
Six times a day?
I'm turning on my low. You can know exactly where I'm at all times.
But in this case, you are coming from John Martin background. Travis has his millions.
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't have to totally
have
give up
millions,
his. He doesn't have to totally give up his identity to make this happen.
Travis,
and there's a chance.
Travis and me are more similar than Travis and Taylor.
Just saying.
I mean, in terms of money,
is it fact or not that things change once you say I do? In
facts.
Terms of what one is willing to do for the other one and everything else. Yes, it does.
You know, it could work because he's pretty annoying too. So maybe it'll work out. I didn't think about his side of it. He's kind of geeky. He's kind of cool geeky.
Here's the issue. His football career is almost over, so he's going to be home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what happens then? He
gets
bored.
Annoyed. Yeah.
At first, he's going to go with her all over the world.
Of course.
That'll
piss out.
She ain't going to like that after a while.
No.
Because he's always constantly haggling her. She used to have that freedom.
Facts.
So then he's going to go back home.
Yeah.
Then they're going to say the time apart isn't working.
Right.
Who knows then what temptation set in when you're apart?
Yep.
Heard that.
All I'm saying, I'm not wishing ill on this.
No,
I'm saying super challenging here to keep this thing together, and especially with the dynamic. Who she is, she's the world's biggest star, dude. Yep. Just being married to the world's biggest star would be a challenge in itself.
Yeah, but like,
she's wielding all the power.
And he'll be a has-been tight end.
Oh, he already is that.
Done.
He already is.
He's still on a
contending
Super
Bowl.
I'm
still looking at it.
I mean, just in the Super Bowl last year, John, he was just going for a three-peat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right about where he is individually.
So again,
still long
just
for the ride.
Just to reiterate, yes, Travis Kelce, millionaire, tens of millions of dollars. He has
his own.
He's closer to me than he is to Taylor Swift. So we're coming from very similar backgrounds.
But again,
here.
Telling him to check in six times a day is different than telling the average man to do it.
You know Taylor
Swift. I get what you're saying.
You know what her net worth is by chance off the top of your head?
Bill?
I'm going Bill.
Bilzo.
It's $1.6 billion.
Yeah, it's Bilzos.
It's almost $2 billion.
Almost two Bilzos.
That's in her account?
It's ridiculous.
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, she has a billion, and then she has $600 million.
It's stupid.
And he's got a little piddly $60 million.
What's Rihanna?
Mate, look, let's
look it up.
This man.
What's Mary Poppins?
What's Rihanna? She got more than Travis Kelce, I guarantee you that.
She's $1 billion.
I told you.
What?
Jay-Z said he made her a billionaire.
It must be like.
See, that impressed you. It's the makeup line. Let me educate you a little bit on Rihanna.
Please do.
Billionaire.
You're right.
And it's the makeup line.
I need to.
Yeah,
I'm not thinking like a Kardashian.
None of that is happening unless Jay-Z put her in. Then Jay-Z talks about the billionaires he's created. I think he's got Kanye on there as well.
Yeah.
And I think he puts his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did she already have her own?
Who?
Is Beyonce a billionaire?
It has to be.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's his list. Like, that's in his lyrics.
Yeah.
He had Rihanna in there, billionaire.
Man.
Let's see. It doesn't.
But I don't know if Beyonce is with their joy. I don't know. I really
I bet
don't.
She is.
I wonder if she's hundreds of millions.
780 million.
Mm-hmm.
She's very close.
She's got a new album coming out in 26. So
it's crazy that Rihanna's makeup line has done what it has, but it's the same thing with the Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Jenner family, yeah.
The Jenner daughter has a huge billion-dollar looker. I think it's the younger one, whichever one that is. Her fortune now is the makeup line.
Yeah.
And it did monster numbers. Didn't she sell it?
Kylie.
It's Kylie.
Kylie Skin Official.
Yeah, there are accusations of submitting altered documents to inflate her wealth.
Okay. But where is, well, where what do they have it?
A $1 billion.
Okay, see.
There you go.
But again,
is this makeup line stuff, man? Yeah. Wow.
Halsey got a makeup line. She ain't no billionaire.
Because she's dried up.
Damn, bro.
Well, just her career, obviously.
She's touring, bro. She just got off a tour.
Again, she can do the oldies for the rest of her life.
Her see, this is a problem, right?
Because you'll go pay to see her.
Comparison is it really is the thief of joy because Halsey's not a billionaire.
She's close to you.
Close. Her net worth is $25 million.
Now, you kid, and you sat up here, wouldn't even look up Rihanna at first. Y'all both spit.
You're
sitting up here bringing Halsey to the table. We had a discussion about women billionaires.
She has a makeup line, dude. That's why I brought her up, man. I obviously it's not going as well as Fenty. It's we're but there's nothing wrong. Dude.
Halsey has a makeup. Who knew?
$25 million net worth. I mean, that's insane. But that's the problem. It's like when you put it up to $1 billion, it feels like it might as well be $25K. Might as well be nothing.
Yeah, like Kelsey to Swiftie.
See, this one made $1 billion right here. Come on, sing it if you know the
words.
This
is all the 25 she made, bro. This is it.
Stop. She's got the makeup line.
It.
25 off this?
She talks funny, too. Yeah.
When my heart auto-tune. Overflowed.
That's kind of a banger, though.
It's an absolute banger.
Yeah.
I can't get Jason to listen to
nothing. No, you guys embarrass me when you do this. I'm going to be honest with you.
I said, I catch you if I fall.
All right.
And if they laughed, come on.
Edited version.
You can't get down with this, man?
No, I don't think
she's
very
biracial.
Cool at all. Don't know. So?
I'm trying to relate.
Mm-hmm. I'll give Jason some here. I'm going to feed him a little bit with this.
Just get him some LMA and Rihanna, and he'll just call it a day.
Yeah. I love.
There you go.
Mm.
I think that we use that as a return for quite a while.
No. You said that's Riri.
It's Riri.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, y'all said LMA.
Nerd.
This was a hit, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, it was a banger.
I forgot about this one.
Anyway, some of us happy for the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift engagement.
Oh, we're happy for both of us, all of us.
I do appreciate, though, the news cycle does not last long with you. You are on to the next. You're ready for the next engagement, you know?
Oh, no, I give them a ton of credit because, again, much of the world said it would never last.
That's
and
right.
Here they are. So I know that today is a huge day just for those two
right.
In terms of two of those folks.
Yeah.
You know, to the world, oh, love wins.
And you know, we're going to get
that's the story.
We're going to get
here.
An album. We're going to get a Taylor Swift marriage album.
13.
She's got it done.
I thought she like does better writing about breakups.
She has never been married, so we don't know. But I
thought relationship and breakups.
That Halsey song that we just played was a breakup song.
I thought relationships and breakups are a big part of her writing.
So the
though,
showgirl
no?
is getting married.
Oh, is that her new album?
Life of a Showgirl comes out in October.
What's the album?
What about Life of a Person Who's Getting Married? That
is
already
done.
Sexy.
Is it already written?
Is she fitting to put it out?
Okay, well, I would like to know if it's already, you know.
I think it's in the can, bro. It's just, you know, they got to put she got to string it along and put the Easter rabbits out there or the
right,
Easter,
so,
whatever.
Yeah, October 3rd, 2025. So the last one was Tortured Poet Society. That's
yep.
the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to wait for the marriage album in 2 years.
Oh, bro.
That's how she gets you, man.
She's a pro.
She ain't in no hurry, dog.
This is all lined up.
She didn't have Travis rapping on it.
Oh, no.
He'll hey, need to be that'd doing be nice.
That. He
no,
could do
it
that.
Won't be nice.
Hey, real talk. Do you think this means for the Chiefs that they're about to fall off or that he's about to fall off? Like, he's done.
Well, I mean, we've already seen
his decline.
He only wakes up in the playoffs.
That's right.
At this point. So as long as Patrick can carry him.
That's right. Load management.
Yeah. But, no, I don't think this necessarily means he won't play this season like the Madden jinx or something. No, that's not happening.
Exactly. All right, anyway, there you have it. Congrats to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and we'll be on the lookout for the next Power Cup. This is number one, though. I think Ed Fang would have them number one in the power rank in terms of couples.
Yeah.
Power couple.
Because Elon's not with anybody, and Bezos.
Elon's kind of with everybody.
Who's the woman that Bezos
like 12
married?
Kids.
She's not bringing
Sanchez?
She's the wife of, like, formerly of, weirdly, the tight end. Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah,
Oh, Tony Gonzalez?
Yeah. I think so.
Really?
Yep. But, so what I'm saying is she's
Jeff
not.
Jeff Bezos' wife.
But we're not talking about somebody that's bringing hundreds of millions to the table.
Lauren Sanchez.
So she can't. That's not a power
not
couple. That's a power man.
She was married to Patrick Whitesell. I don't know who that is. But
And I thought too.
I mean, Jay-Z and Beyonce is a power couple.
No,
sure.
They're the only one I think that could come close.
But Rock and Michelle, if they're still together, I don't know if they are.
Yes, we're still together.
What about Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds? Is that a power couple?
Oh, most definitely.
All right.
Again, we're working on Tatum and Ella May. I have to check her worth.
Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union is a power couple.
It's up there.
Yeah, that's good.
Although I don't think Gabrielle Union is not really relevant anymore. She doesn't really do anything other than just be Gabrielle Union, right?
It's tough.
The Beckhams.
Who's that?
David and Victoria Beckham.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Victoria don't do nothing either.
They're a power couple.
She was a Spice Girl, bro.
England,
bro. Oh, Zendaya and Tom Holland.
Yeah, well done.
Spider-Man.
Good. Very good.
That's Spider-Man. You can't get down. You don't do the superhero thing.
What about Bam and Asia?
That's a tall ass couple.
This man laughs.
It is, bro.
We got millions in the bank.
Asia about to leave after they have their dispute with the WNBA, the players union.
I cannot believe y'all laughed.
This is a woke show. Paige Beckers and AZ Fudd, we should mention them. That is a power couple.
Thank you. I was thinking of it.
This is woke, dude. We're woke. We can't just mention heterosexual couples all the time. Thank it's 2025. Right. Paige and AZ Fudd is a power couple in the world of women's basketball. You bet your ass it is. Shout out to women's basketball. Shout out to the Aces, who won again last night, clinched a playoff berth over Angel Reese.
She's Asia's on fire.
Yep. Asia Wilson is a real treat to watch. You watch her in all the stereotypes and tropes about women's basketball. Nah, bro. She's out there dominating, hitting mid-range jumpers, got some footwork. She looks great. She had 18 last night, 18-9 and a five-point win over the Chicago Sky.
Excellent.
I'm paying attention, man. I'm locked in.
I don't think Chicago's making its move. We beat the Liberty, but no. I don't think we're ready.
Yeah. Got more to do. More to do. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Frank Bonner going to join us at 125. Talk Memphis football with him. Stick around. Jason and John, Audio Chart FM, ESPN. Black Tie Movement, they're changing movement in the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. And they understand that. And they're going to treat your things with care. They're also going to get the job done, right? I mean, that's the key. They're going to get the job done quickly. And they're not going to mess up your home, your walls, your anything like that. You're going to get the red carpet treatment, the black tie treatment from the good folks at Black Tie. And whether you're moving cross-town, cross-country, let the good folks at Black Tie handle that for you. Call them. Get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the number. Black Tie Moving. Change the mood in the city of Memphis.
Hey, news, news, news. Just got word. The new Memphis Sports Hall of Fame class. The 2025 class has just been announced. How about that? Got the note right here. Here's the list, full of familiar names. Appreciate Brad sending it over. Tony Allen, former Grizzly. Tommy Buford. Matt Cain, the Major League Baseball pitcher. I had to get him in. I think he's in. I want to tell you, he's in the Giants. Might be in the Giants Ring of Fame. I know he won a couple of World Series out there. I think Fred Horton, the former BT Washington head coach, Joy Lee McNellis, the former Memphis women's basketball coach, Bubba Luckett, CBHS head coach, Curtis Person Sr., Lucy Wiener, Carrie Yerty, and Sputnik Monroe is getting the John Stamm, J.J. Ganazzo Legacy Award winner, just to get all the names on the list off, and obviously we can go back through, but right there at the top, a man who just had his number, or at least his jersey, lifted to the rafters of FedEx Forum last year, Tony Allen. And that makes a lot of sense. I'm trying to think, who are there members of that core four already in there? I wanted to, maybe Zeebo's already in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give me. We've done a couple of these now for the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. I got a chance to go last year, first time to the bank.
Yeah, Zeebo's in.
Yeah, Jarvis Greer was put in. I think, I want to tell you, Zeebo went in last year.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah. And but my man Ken Bennett, the longtime chaplain of the University of Memphis Tiger basketball team, was inducted last year. I got a chance to go down there. And yeah, I remember Zeebo having the speech.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, congrats to all the inductees. You know, another year of no Calkins, but maybe someday.
Calkins is actually, like, I think part of the committee,
right,
of picking these guys. I don't know that you can pick yourself.
Yeah, plus you probably...
So it's going to take you getting on the committee and then nominating him.
It's quite the undertaking, right? Because you always feel like you're leaving somebody off. Just one more time, can you read through for our audience?
Yes. Tony Allen, Tommy Buford, Matt Cain, Fred Horton, Joy Lee McNellis, Bubba Luckett, Sputnik Monroe, Curtis Person Sr., Lucy Wiener, and Kerry Yerty.
There you go. Anybody that like jumps out, like should have been on there that is not yet. I don't know. That's the hard part.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm looking at the list of prior inductees. You're going to have eventually all of the core four, right? Because as you've said, you got Zach Randolph's right here at the top of the list, but Reggie White's in, Jarvis Greer, Hubie, Penny, Larry, Michael Heisley, Jerry the King Lawler, Tim McCarver, Nicky McRae Pinson. I want to tell you that Penny, we mentioned Penny. Andre Turner, I think, went in last year as well.
Yeah.
So there are more deserving, obviously, but you've got a nice start to the legacy of Memphis sports in terms of these names and what they bring to the table.
Will Cedric Coward be a Memphis Sports Hall of Famer?
It's a good question.
Y'all remember him? The Grizzly draft pick who's across between Kobe, Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, John Stockton, and Jason Tatum.
Going to be a lot to, he's got a lot to get done beforehand.
Got to play.
Ja Morant.
Ja is interesting.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, like is he on pace right now, would you say?
On pace, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, you got a lot of those guys that, you know, we talked about, you know, Andre Turner, Bingo Smith, Zeebo, Reggie White last year. They were 2024, so you know you got some time. You know, I don't think there's like a lot of egregious names that are out there off the top of my head.
What about Mike Miller?
I think he should be in the conversation for sure.
I figured for you that'd be a name that you're gonna.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. Like, I mean, how many people have played here and coached here? you know, and helped land number one recruiting classes. And
there are still Grizzlies records he holds, right?
Yeah. I mean, and he's in
I figured you'd know them.
And he's like, was it most points in a game, right? Or did Ja break? No, Ja broke that finally. Mercifully. It got broken like 2 years ago. But I'm sure like 3-pointers in a game he holds or whatever. But I don't know. You know, Mike Conley broke a lot of those too. I mean, Mike broke those. I know Ja had the, didn't Ja have a 60-point game or something like that?
Well, I'm not sure.
Against the Spurs, maybe?
That sounds reasonable.
Something like that. Yeah, he had 52. Was that more than Mike? What did Mike have, like 48 or something? Yeah, I think that's about right. But I think that's the high right now. We do not have a 60-point game in the history of the Grizzlies franchise. Will Cedric Coward be the first to get it?
No.
Damn, bro. I mean, I'm not asking that much. I mean, y'all tell me he's this cross between the greatest players ever. We can't get a 60 ball out of him.
It's the history of the position. It's cursed.
Yeah, I thought we might get one out of Marshawn Brooks.
It is. It's a cursed position, no?
It is. Never been able to. When we had Dylan Brooks for a minute, and you know, he had to get adjusted somewhere else.
That's right.
It feels very Josh Selby-ish, though.
What?
The Coward pick?
No, not Josh.
Oh, wow.
Jesus
no,
Christ,
Brad. Oh, good grief.
Josh Selby was a...
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.